Welcome to Trust the Bible. We're going to continue right into our discussion on spiritual forces of evil, spiritual warfare. Who is it that we're called to fight against? What does the Bible really say about all this? The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And so if you're going to live life with the best opportunity for success in life, you need to pay attention to all that the Bible says. And even though spiritual warfare sounds strange to the modern ear, it is part of biblical teaching. I believe it is true. So far we've looked at who is Satan, where does he come from. We've talked about that a little bit. We saw in Genesis 6 an origin for demons. We have looked at spiritual rulers that rule alongside God who rebelled against God in Genesis 6. And all of this may be new to you. If you're interested in learning more, you can always listen to earlier programs on our church website, fairfaxfbc.org, for Fairfax First Baptist Church. You can search for us, find us. There's a Trust the Bible page. You can listen to older episodes. Also, check out articles on the Facebook group, Trust the Bible, and I encourage you to look there. But I told you today we would look specifically at who are the rulers and authorities and spiritual forces of evil that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6, verse 12. He says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against, and then he names the rulers, authorities. Who is he talking about? I believe that really comes from the Tower of Babel. Remember the story, there are these people, they all gather together in one place. Against God's instruction to spread out, they stay together, they build a tower trying to reach to the heavens, and God comes and confuses their language, and he does that in a way to cause them to divide up so that they go different directions. And this story in Genesis 11 really explains what's called the Table of Nations in Genesis 10. It's not exactly chronological, but Genesis 10 tells us about what these nations are. There are 70 of them. They have 70 different names, and they are the groups that were created during the Tower of Babel event. And the Bible also tells us some interesting things about this event. It says, for instance, in Genesis 10, verse 32, these are the clans of Noah's sons according to their lines of descent within their nations. From these, the nations spread out over the earth after the flood. So this is where we get the 70 nations from, the Bible tells us. Now you say, well, there's more than 70 nations today. There's 180 countries in the world today. Well, the modern idea of nation is not the same as what the Bible is talking about. It is talking about 70 basic nations that were created in the beginning. We have all kinds of borders that have changed and been created and split groups in half and all kinds of different things. We're not talking about the modern political boundaries. We're talking about more of a spiritually formed nation that originally there were these 70 languages God created. The Bible also says that God appointed rulers over these nations. Here's where we're getting into these spiritual powers Paul's talking about. The Bible says, for instance, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, when the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. Remember, we looked at the sons of God in Genesis 6. They rebelled against God. They took human women for themselves and had children with them. God punished them by putting them in prisons and in dungeons of darkness and in the underworld, 2 Peter tells us. There, we looked at three different references to this in the New Testament. So it's not those sons of God. It's the sons of God that didn't rebel. Apparently, there were 70 remaining sons of God who were not part of that rebellion, but were part of these divine supernatural beings, sometimes called angels, again, but not simple messenger angels, not cherubim or seraphim, but a different kind of divine being. And God basically assigns one of them to each of the nations to rule over it. God says, you don't want to follow me as your king? You want to create this tower that reaches to the heavens in rebellion against me? Fine, I'm going to disinherit you. I'm going to dispossess you. I'm going to assign you to these lower gods to rule over you. This was a way of God punishing the nations. I think you see a reference to this in Romans 1, that as people began to worship the creation rather than the Creator, God gave them over to a depraved mind. He hands them over to being ruled by these other divine beings. We see a reference to this in Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Paul is preaching to the men of Athens, these pagans who do not believe in the God of the Bible, and he's trying to explain to them what God has done in history. And he says this, Acts 17, verse 26, "From one man, he," meaning God, "made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their land." That's almost quoting from Deuteronomy 32:8 that I just looked at, where it said, numbers were fixed according to the sons of God. I think you also see a reference to this in Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. Daniel is praying for God to explain to him how a prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Daniel is in exile. He's been in exile with the Israelites for a long time. Jeremiah had said after 70 years they would return. Daniel is saying, well, it's been about 70 years. What's about to happen, God? What are you doing? What's going on? And he's praying and he's not hearing anything. And then it says that an angel, Gabriel, comes to Daniel and says, hey, I tried to come to you earlier, but, and here's what he says in Daniel 10:13, "But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia." This angel is not talking about a human king of Persia. When he says the prince of Persia, he cannot be talking about a human ruler. He's talking about one of these spiritual rulers that Paul mentions in Ephesians 6:12. He's saying, hey, I came to answer your prayer, but I was held up because of the prince of Persia. Who is this? It is a son of God that was assigned to rule over this nation, Persia, back in Genesis 10 and 11 with the Tower of Babel. That is the clearly how anyone in the first century who is a Jewish religious teacher or early Christian writer would have understood these verses. So these sons of God were appointed one each to lead 70 different nations of men who were given certain times to live and boundaries. I think that they are the background for some of the mythology we see from the Greeks, the Egyptians, that they believed in these pagan gods. They had all of this developed mythology of, well, there's this god over this and that god over that. Some of that may be based on some distant knowledge of these gods ruling over them. And in fact, Psalm 82 tells us that these gods also, mankind was put under their rulership in part because of punishment, but then these gods even abused this power. These gods rebelled against God too. Just like in Genesis 6, there was a third spiritual rebellion, and these now work against God. These divine beings have now joined with Satan to deceive the nations and have an abusive kind of power. And Jesus came and died on the cross. Remember yesterday we saw 1 John 3:8 says the specific reason Jesus came was to destroy the work of the devil. The picture you begin to put together when you put all these different stories together is that the devil and these other sons of God who rule over the nations work together to deceive the nations, to lead them away from God, and continue even after the cross to try to deceive us. We must take our stand against the devil's schemes, against these rulers, powers, and authorities. How do we do that? Well, I'll start to talk about that tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.